things.
Good things.
With Brent Lindeke.
Brent Lindeke, wrapping up our week on a Friday. Brenty, you're not running, comrades, eh?
Oh, no, I'm not. But my stepdad did run 30 consecutive years of Comrades. He is retired from running now. He's going down to support his club.
That doesn't count, I'm sorry, but good effort. You've got this great story about a South African street duo that should be on tour with Rihanna. We've got some sound of this, but tell us the story first.
So the story goes, there was an American tourist. She was walking around the Cape Dutch Gardens, and she found this duo singing, and she was so taken aback, not just because they were homeless, but because their voices and the guitar and everything was just absolutely beautiful. She captured it, hoping to share it with a little bit of the world. And by the time that we published that article, that video, this American tourist video, had over 5 million views. So really cool story. And since then, they created their own TikTok page. They call themselves the Streetwise Band, and their names are Millicent and Savannah.
Well, let's have a little listen to some of that, Brent.
And you got me like, oh, yeah. What you want from me?
What you want from me?
And they try to buy your pretty heart, but price too high.
Oh, that's so cool to see how they've been busking and they've done so well, Brent. So thanks for sharing that with us. Taylor Scott, a South African-born baseball star, has made his Dodgers debut.
This is absolutely incredible news. So Taylor relocated from Johannesburg to America when he was 16 years old with his whole family. He's a really good baseball player, and his family wanted to help him live his dream of being a baseball player. He's done a number of great things in the last couple of years, but I guess the biggest is he's made history when he got signed earlier on this year as a baseball pitcher in the minor league at first. He was so good, and the coaches sort of saw his talent that they moved him up to the major league of baseball, and he's now playing for the Dodgers, which is an incredibly big team in the USA. What's really, really beautiful is he comes home whenever he can, back to South Africa. He's passionately South African, and he also wears South African beads while playing the baseball game, and he's had a South African flag that's been put onto his baseball mitt. So it's just really, really cool that he's flying our flag even though he's playing for an American team.
That's very cool that he wears beads and has a flag on his mitt. That's very, very cool indeed. And then there's also a great video on your site about how barbers have kickstarted a Durban man's dream with a free haircut and a surprise.
Yeah, what a beautiful, beautiful story. So I'm getting his name wrong. Sipamandle, that's his name. He's a car wash sort of, that's his career. He washes cars out in Durban. And he works very close to a hair salon called Supreme Hair SA Durban. And they took notice of the hard work and how he was grafting every day. They decided to invite him into the salon. They gave him a full-on haircut. And we all know what a haircut can do to your confidence. And at the end of the video, they hand over a full car wash kit for him as well, so he can continue doing the good work that he does. I think that video is just a reminder that it's the small acts of kindness, when we do the smallest things to help our fellow South Africans rise, is how we rise together. And it is. It's just a beautiful moment that you can see on video on the Good Things Guy site.
Brent, as always, thanks for bringing us some good news and for ending our week with a little bit of upliftment.
We always need it, man. You know it. And to all of the listeners, both Cape Talk and 702, as always on a Friday, I'll say wishing you
only good things. Brent Lindeke, thank you so much for bringing us some positivity.